I've been there for 2 years now. We came from Coatesville and got one of those excess series houses. It's a nice little boutique-y house, apartment. Went from going from chickens and a dog to a reduced size compact house, which has been amazing in terms of rethinking how I do gardening and feeding from my tiny little porch. I think that's one of the cool things that we've done as a family, and we've also grown our little family. So we came with one and now we've got two little boys. So
you're growing food?
Herbs. So I think it's just everything to add to the meal to nourish us. So I just love going to the balcony literally and grabbing coriander, for example, and using it on our meals.
Coriander.
Some people don't like it, I know. And you're a non-liker.
Are your boys okay with it?
Oh, they love it. Yeah, coriander, parsley, all of that. They kind of actually, we just sort of rip it off sometimes when we're eating outside on the balcony and put it on our meal at the last minute. So yeah, bit of a ritual. Yeah, that's the centre of our family, I guess, is the eating meals. And it's really important to us to all sit down and have a good hearty meal together as a family and talk about our days. And we've got this amazing community, and I have worked and lived all over the world and also in small rural parts of New Zealand to do events. And this has been definitely one of the best and easiest places to activate stuff, and it's because we have such a supportive community. You start off with a tiny little event and an idea, and then suddenly you've got a team of volunteers that help. And yeah, it's great. I work on as a committee member for HPRS, the Hobsonville Point Residents Society, as well as being the community liaison person. So a lot of work to be done there, and greeting and meeting people and finding out what local issues are, but also in creating some awesome events. And yeah, we've got the Winterfest coming up, which I'm really excited about. It was just a pipe dream of Megan Smith's, which was awesome, which has now been, because of my experience and then her idea, we've catalyzed into this amazing thing. And like I say, with the support of the community. So basically everybody comes to Chichester Cottage, which is our little community hub, gets dressed up and glow in the dark and sparkle, and we all come and then we'll start the journey of walking down the coastal track. Essentially, it's about getting to know your neighbours, and that's what's wonderful about Hobsonville Point and all about the harbour really, is that people are engaged with what's happening, especially with our social media channels, to get people out there to start. But it's really important that we build safer communities, and how we do that is by creating events so that people get to know their neighbours.
Do you know the history of Chichester Cottage?
Steeped in history, I should say, which trails back to Chichester himself, who was a resident there for 2 years in the 1930s, and that's why it's named after him. But if you talk to the people at the Whenuapai Air Base, they've also got stories as well. And one lady came in once it had just opened up, and she told us of the cottage and how it was where the newlyweds used to go to. And they would always get knocked up, apparently. So they'd come away. So they used to call it the baby-making cottage. Little known fact. And she also mentioned that next door was haunted. So I don't know if that's true or not. That's the mill cottage. What a wonderful thing to know that that's a place of new life and new beginnings. So yeah, it's steeped in history, and now it's taking another turn of history, and it's a community house. I think we saw that at the start, before we went into lockdown. You saw people get out there and do things for each other. First of all, I think we're all a bit suspect of, other people and, will they give me this disease? But then after that, we saw a turn, I would say, and it was one beautiful turn where people started looking after their neighbours. And it was just lovely that accumulated over time, where Easter happened, so Anzac Day, everybody put their poppies out, which on their outside. The teddy bear thing, I feel like it actually started from Hobsonville Point, and everybody putting their teddy bear trail out, and we created a Google map, and it was just awesome to see. And then there was some other community members that decorate out little houses, little fairy houses, and put that at Bomb Point. And again, it just warms my heart, and my kids just love it. It brings such joy.
I love, Christine, that you've just claimed the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Nationwide, you've claimed Hobsonville as the largest.
I'm sure we were the first to do the Google map. That's what I'm going to claim it for you.
You should. Take it and run with it.